Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Edios. Today we'll be learning the second and third Mishnayos, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. So we've been talking about the areas in which Beis Shammai are lenient and Beis Hillel are stringent. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Behemah shenolda biyomtov, if an animal is born on yomtiv, hakol modim shehi muteres, everyone agrees that it may be eaten. Ve'afroach sheyatzim min habeah, and a chick that pops out of an egg on yontiv, hakol modim shehu aser, everyone says it may not be eaten. So these are different from the case we had yesterday, where the egg was laid on yontiv, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai disagreed as to whether or not it may be eaten. So these are just two other cases, and there they agree. Hashochet chayav ha'of b'yomtov, if somebody wants to slaughter an animal or a bird for food on yontiv, so the blood of such a thing has to be covered when you slaughter it. So Beis Shammai says that he may pull a spade out of the ground and use the dirt in order to cover the blood. Beis Hillel omrim, but Beis Hillel say lo yishchot, he may not slaughter an animal for food, ela im kein hayelo ofer muchan, unless he already prepared dirt to cover the blood. Umodim, but they agree, she'im shachat, that if somebody went ahead and shachted without having dirt prepared, then he can pull out a spade and use that dirt to cover the blood. And a separate item is that the ashes of an oven are considered prepared for this purpose. Let's look in the Bartonuro. Hakol modim shehi muteres, if an animal is born on yontiv, everyone agrees that it may be eaten, which surprises us because we know that an animal has to wait 8 days before it can be slaughtered. So it says, v'hu shiyadu ba'uber shekalu lochadshav. So this is dealing in a case where we know that the animal has been brought to term. So this is actually something that the Gemara discusses. So it's more detail beyond what we may understand of the halacha, but there are cases actually where it would be permitted, and if that's the case here, everyone agrees then that it is permitted. Ve'afroach sheyatza, and what if a chick pops out of an egg? Hakol modim shehu aser mishum sheretz ha'of. Everyone agrees that it's prohibited because it's considered a crawling thing among the birds. And we'll just jump over to Tosos Yontif for a second. Kivan shelo nepatchol einehem Israbu mikoha sheretz hasheretz. So since its eyes haven't yet been opened, it's considered one of these crawling things, kedisa b'gemara, and again, this is something that's discussed in greater detail in the Gemara. Moving right along, hashoche chayev ha'of, if someone wants to slaughter an animal or a bird on yontiv, haba lishchot chayev ha'of b'yom tov, if somebody wants to slaughter an animal or a bird on yontiv, v'nimlech b'beizdin keitzad yaseh, and he asks in Beizdin, or as we would say, ask your local Orthodox rabbi how to proceed. So what's the case? Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai say, Beizdin morim lo sheyishchot lechatchila, then the court tells him that he can go ahead and shech the animal. V'yachpor b'deka notes sheyesh lo meba'od yom, and he can just pull out a spade that he had stuck into the ground before Yontif started. So when you pull it up out of the ground, dirt comes up with it, and that's the dirt that he can then use to cover. Okay, so Beis Hillel disagree. Skipping a little, she'efer kira muchanhu, the ashes of an oven are considered prepared. Lava milsahu de Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel koi. This is not actually talking about the same case of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Ela milsab anfei nafshehi. Rather, it's its own separate issue. Vahachi kamar, and this is what it means to tell us. Va'afar kira muchanhu, that the ashes of an oven are considered prepared for covering the blood. Below shanu ela husak me'erev yomtov. But it's only talking about ashes from a stove that are from before yomtov. Of a husak b'yomtov aser, but if it's ashes from a stove that was used on yontiv, then it's not allowed to be used for this purpose. That we can't say that they were prepared for this purpose from yesterday. But if they're still hot enough, if the oven was used on yontiv and the ashes are still hot enough to roast an egg, shadayin hu ramatz cham, so it's still hot, mutter lekasos bo, then you can use it to cover the blood. Idi dechazi lehafuche be letzlos bo be'ah. Shakyalei nami umachasebo. So once it's permitted to roast an egg in it, it's still good for ochel nefesh purposes, then you can use it for other things as well. So if you have ashes from yesterday that were already good for this purpose, that's great. If you have ashes from today, from yontiv, that are still hot enough to cook in, then they're not yet muksa, and that's also okay. But if you have ashes from today and they've cooled off, then those may not be used to cover the blood of an animal that you want to shecht. Mishnah Gimel, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai say, Hefker la'aniyim hefker. If somebody declares something ownerless, but only for the poor, then that is valid, and it is considered ownerless for the poor. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, but Beis Hillel say, Eino hefker, ad sheyuvkar afla ashirim kishmita. Beis Hillel say that you cannot declare something ownerless just for the poor. Something is not really considered ownerless until it's free for all, even for rich people, just like Shemitah, just like the produce of a sabbatical year. Ka'omri hasada shel kav kav. If every sheaf in a field is a kav, that's a measure. Ve'echad shel arba kavin. And one of them is four kav, so it's four times as big. Ve'shacho, and he forgot it. Be'shamai omrim eno shicha. Be'shamai say that is not considered forgotten in that it must be left for the poor. Ube'sila omrim shicha. But Be'sila say yes, that is considered forgotten, and it now belongs to the poor. Let us look in the Bart Neuro. Hefker la'aniyim hefker. If somebody makes something ownerless just for poor people, that works. Mi shahafker la'aniyim v'lo la'ashirim. If somebody says, I declare this ownerless for any poor person who wants to take it, but not rich people, din hefker yeshlo, then the rules of ownerless do apply to it. Ve'enochayv b'leket shicha upeya v'lo b'masros. And he doesn't have to take tithes, and he doesn't have to take gifts from the poor from it. It's completely free for all, and he is absolved of any obligation for it. Dichsiv b'leket upeya, because the Torah tells us when it comes to these gifts for the poor, it says, la'ani u'lager tazov osam. They shall be left for the poor person and for the stranger. Matamud lomar tazovo sam. So what does the Torah mean when it says leave them over? Limad al aziva acheris tahainu hefker. So it's talking about some other leaving over which is making something ownerless. Shehi kazu, that it's the same law as apply in these cases. Ma'azula aniyim v'lola ashirim, just as these gifts are only for poor people, rich people are not allowed to take them, af hefker la'aniyim, so too may someone make something ownerless just for the poor. But Beis Hillel say that making something hefker, making it ownerless, doesn't work, ad sheyafkir af la'ashirim kishmita, until he makes it completely ownerless even for rich people who want to take it, just like the produce of the sabbatical year. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, v'hashvis Tishmatena untashesa, that the produce of the seventh year must be abandoned and left fallow. Ma Talmud Lomar untashesa, what does it mean by leave fallow? Limit on the Tisha Acheris is talking about leaving something else over. The Hainu Hefker Shehi Kishvias. So that's telling us that something that's ownerless is the same as produce of the sabbatical year. Ma'ashvias la'aniyim l'ashirim, just like the sabbatical produce is for both rich and poor, af hefker la'aniyim l'ashirim. Similarly, something ownerless must also be for both rich and poor. Now, talking about the sheaves that were left over. Kol umri hasadeh shel kav kav, if every sheaf in the field is a kav. Im hayu kol umri hasadeh kol echad mehem kav, so if every sheaf that you bind is a kav. V'echad shel arba kavin v'shacho, and one of them is four times as big, and he forgot it. Hari zeh shicha, then this is considered forgotten for the poor. Yeser al kan, but if it's any larger than that, eno shicha, then it's not considered forgotten. V'kein, similarly, im hayu kol ha'omrim shel shnei kavim, if all of one's sheaves are two kav. V'echad mishmona kavin v'shacho, and one of them is eight kav, so again, it's four times as big and he forgot it. Hari zeh shicha, then that's considered shicha, that's considered now belonging to the poor. Yeser al kein, eino shicha, but larger than this is not. So while Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai disagree when it comes to something that's exactly four times larger, they do agree if something is anything over four times larger, then if you forgot such a thing, it does not automatically revert to the poor. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we'll continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.